Tom, in an exciting finish. Could you see the puck from the bench on Isaac's goal?
Yep. Went in.
Right in, right under the bar? Great call.
Yeah.
Great shot by him.
One of the few.
A great rush up the ice by Liam. We haven't seen him do that a lot this season, but it shows you the skill that this young kid's got there.
Yeah, a player that, you know, came in the first couple games, contributed offensively. So, you know, you've got it in your mind that's going to be how it is the whole entire year. But, you know, he does so many other things for us. He's responsible defensively, wins a lot of faceoffs, kills a lot of penalties for us. So when a player like that can step in and have an end-to-end rush in overtime, I mean, we'll take that.
Coach, once again, you know, congratulations. Two big points here at home against the Grand Prairie Storm. You know, in a game like this where we saw we had 45 shots on net, we really, I thought, dictated the pace of play, particularly offensively. Was it at all concerning? It was our finish. You know, I know we came out with 2 points, but my gosh, we had a lot of shots on net. We walked away in overtime.
You know, the thing is this, is the last 7 games, we haven't scored a lot of goals. And what's more of a concern from a coaching staff is the fact that we didn't think that we've created a lot of offense. I thought today we created a ton of offense. I thought we had 14 scoring chances by our count after 2 periods, and that's without one single power play. So I thought that we did a great job. We threw a lot of pucks. And listen, we've got this saying as a coaching staff that the hockey gods don't smile on you just because you've decided after, you know, not having a lot of success and not working hard. The first game when you come back and you work hard, they're not going to reward you. And that's exactly what today was. You can just totally tell. I mean, I don't know. I can't remember who had the open net there in the third period. I mean, their goalie made a phenomenal save. It was a wide open net. He makes a stop. We hit some posts. We had opportunities. So that's, you know, that's just the way it is. That's what the hockey gods, how they, you know, how they test your strength and your character. But I thought that we did a great job of continuing to stick to the game plan. We wanted to move the puck. We wanted to move our feet. Great job by Gunner on the goal. I mean, he's exactly where we want our defenseman to be. It's a huge scramble in front. You know, they clog the house huge, and he picks up the garbage and nets, you know, that tying goal, which was huge. And, you know, then you look at it in overtime, we fall asleep. And what's frustrating for us is even in the last 3 minutes, we turn pucks over. We look for cross-ice passes. And against good teams, not saying that Grand Prairie's not, but, you know, against an explosive team, sometimes that's in the back of your net. And then, you know, you got to rely on Sudes making two, you know, highlight reel stops of his own in overtime to preserve or give us a chance to win. So I'll take it. I thought that we were the better team. The game almost, the shoe was on the other foot as compared to Tuesday.
Tom, that play that Grand Prairie did, I've seen other teams try that stretch pass with the guy who comes out of the bench there. Did you see that guy jump on?
Yeah. I mean, that play works when you've got 3 guys that are puck-focused and don't really pay attention, because the moment you see a guy skate to the bench, you got to know that, hey, somebody else is coming on. And it gets magnified at the fact that there's only 6 guys on the ice. Yeah. It's not like there was 10 guys and a guy can get lost. But as a coaching staff, you can yell and say whatever. But if you don't have that awareness, that's a little difficult. And, again, we got a little puck-focused and, you know, their guy, you know, got behind us. And it was, you know, one of their leading scorers to boot. So, you know, for Suits to come up with a big stop is great. I mean, there was at least one school actually up here today as well. So it's a good sign that, you know, school was up. And, you know, if they're looking for a goaltender, they might want to, you know, talk to Eric Suter after the game.
Certainly picked a great game to have a step-up game like he did tonight. He was Taylor and I thought he was just lights out. You know, rewinding back into the first period, Barons found themselves getting into some penalty trouble. We had 3 in a row. And
it's funny how and the shots were 11-4 for us, correct?
Yeah.
And we had to kill 3 penalties.
In a row. Yeah. And we thought two of the best scoring opportunities maybe of that whole period happened when we were shorthanded. Yeah. Brendan Ralph and Brett Edwards.
Yeah.
Both golden opportunities. Speak a little bit about your penalty kill unit.
Well, I mean, again, your best penalty killer is your goaltender. And which was unfortunate. They scored their first goal, actually went off of Tanner Miller, slid across, which, you know, we talk about slide blocking and sliding off at a guy's feet, but it went off his feet in between Suds' legs. But, I mean, they've got a good power play where they have those 3 guys up top, and they don't really have a net front presence, but they're looking for the give and go or the back door. And, you know, we told our guys to collapse and protect the house. We're fairly confident that if we can keep a team to the outside, Suds is going to make that stop. And then it's up to us to make sure that we clear any, you know, second or third opportunities. And to be honest, especially in the third period there, you know, when we took the 4-minute deserving penalty, you know, we had 2 opportunities to clear pucks and we don't. And that's when you maybe take one because your guys are tired. But full credit. I mean, we did a good job on the kill. You stay in lanes. You know, we tell our players at all times, keep your body in shooting lanes and your sticks in passing lanes. It's all about straight lines and get pucks out. And we create some offense strictly by, off of speed by Eddie, and he gets a short-handed breakaway and almost scores a shorty for us.
Tom, you mentioned Gunner there. That's a play there by a young defender, and one that I thought really lifted the bench at a time where you guys had a lot of shots and just couldn't beat Wiersing. And then to see your affiliate player come in and score a huge goal like that, you just saw the smiles on the bench and everyone, the whole crowd just erupted there.
Yeah, I mean, it was great. And you know, the message on the bench was the guys were positive. They're like, keep going. It'll come. Don't worry. And, we talked about in the second intermission where sometimes what happens is when you get one, you're going to get a second one right away. And we wanted to keep going. We didn't want guys to turn the page. When things aren't going or you're not successful, it's just a tendency to turn the page and do it by yourself. Oh, I'm going to try and beat three or four guys. But we really didn't. Thought we stuck with our game plan. And, when a kid like that gets rewarded, I mean, that's great. I think Marty had the biggest smile on his face and he couldn't believe the Gunner scored. And it's good. And he played well. He defended well. He moved the puck well. He's a 2000 born. He's a big, tall, lanky kid that's going to, fill out physically. And he's going to be a force. Reminds us almost of a Kyler Newman, maybe with a little bit more offensive upside. But he's a player that came to us, in our main camp, had a great preseason with us. And you know what? There was actually times when we considered keeping him as a young player. But it's all about development. We'll try and get him in as many games as we can. We like to, sell our program and what we try and do here. And hopefully he'll be a staple on our back end next year.
We noticed in the third period, we went on our power play unit. We ran Will Connolly back on the blue line. We went with a four forwards and one D sort of scenario. Is that reflective of our defensive core being down a few bodies?
Yes,
right now?
That was it. I mean, when you look at it, we've got such a balanced attack that sometimes as a coach, you have to utilize what your strengths are. And you've got certain guys that need to get power play time. And it's easy to throw out Hamley, Cox, and Ralph. All the time, and our three buzzsaws, Fraser, Edwards, and Aiello, they deserve time. And then you still got Will and Isaac and Ursulak that you want to get out there. So because we're a little bit short staffed, we're tinkering a little bit with the lineup. It's something that we might keep. I thought that they obviously scored the goal Tuesday in Bonnyville for us. Will was on the back end, and I thought we had some good opportunities today as well. So this is a work in progress. It just seems like we started yesterday, but we're 21 games in. But, we still got to tinker with our lineup. We've got a lot of bodies. We have some guys that hopefully will be back from injuries. It's been a rough stretch. We've had 8 games in 14 days. I can't remember the last time we had a full-out practice because you're worried about, fatigue and that. But right now we're going to give the guys the weekend off. They can blow off some steam. The coaches will blow off some steam as well. We'll go down to the Midget Showcase in Sherwood Park, and then we'll be back. And the rest of the month is actually good for us from the sake that we're going to get to practice from Monday to Thursday. So we can do a lot of structure stuff and address some areas of concerns that are creeping in.
Tom, you mentioned a little banged up here. I know just talking to a lot of the guys, the goal is to get back in the lineup as quickly as they can. One player who we haven't seen in a while is Jackson McKinstry. Is the hope for him, is he going to be back in the next couple of weeks here?
Yeah, he started skating with us here. He was skating on his own last week. Went to physio, and physio sort of says they're a little worried about the strength. And I said, yeah, but that's Jack. So, I mean, that's not going to change overnight. So for him, it's about just conditioning. So he skated with us yesterday. We had a light 45-minute skate, and he was out there. So when we get back on Monday, we'll throw him to the Wolves, and he'll have to battle. And that's a guy that I really think that is going to give our lineup a boost. He's a responsible centerman. He can play in all situations. He's such a great kid, and you never want to see a 20-year-old go through that. He's only played 2 games, but, I can't wait for him to get back in the lineup.
Coach, do you think there's more parity in the North Division this year maybe than there was in comparison to previous years? It always seemed like we had 2 divisions here in the North, the top 4 and the bottom 4. And the division was very noticeable, typically. And now you see a team like the Grand Prairie Storm and what they've been able to do from their opening weekend. I wasn't sure they're, I thought they were actually going to be far worse. I didn't think they'd have 6 wins until after Christmas.
Yeah.
And they come in tonight, and my gosh, what a turnaround.
Yeah, they've played well after. We prepped our guys in our scouting packages, the fact that they're a .500 team after that first weekend. And, they like to play with, a lot of pressure in the offensive zone. They've got some big-bodied guys. love number 19 there on that rush there, late in the game. But, I think there is. I think the difference this year maybe is that, I mean, obviously for us, Spruce Grove for right now, we'll see how things shake out. I think, you know, realistically, we'd be a surprise where we are right now. I still think, you know, you've got some really big heavy hitters in White Court and, you know, in Sherwood Parks, you know, a team that can break out. So, really, again, we talk about the parity in the league and that on any given night, anybody can beat anybody. You have to make sure that you compete and you battle and you skate. So it's good, and then that makes for exciting hockey. I don't really think that, you know, while we're disappointed, we only scored 3 goals tonight, but hopefully the people were entertained. It was a good game. There were some big hits. There was a fight. And those are all things that, you know, help prepare you and to take the next step forward. And we're hoping that we're one of those teams that can be in the upper echelon of the North Division, because it's not only considered one of the, you know, toughest divisions in the AJ compared to the South, but in all of Canada, there's a lot of parity.
Well, Tom, it's been an exciting 21 games of the season. We'll let you go. Enjoy your little break here on the weekend. Have some fun and relax a little bit, and we'll get you back here Friday night.
Great. Thanks a lot.
Yeah, thanks. Are we going to see you at the gala on Saturday? Yeah,
you know what? I think my wife's going to make an appearance, and she'll do the job of two people. Like I said, there's a midget AAA showcase in Sherwood Park, right. And, you know, we just don't get an opportunity as a coaching staff to get out a lot, so I'm going to head down tomorrow, meet with our scouting staff. And, you know, the goal for us is obviously to construct another team that can be even better than this one. So we've got some, you know, affiliates and some recruits that are down there, and I'll spend my time. I also give a shout-out to my parents. They've been in Europe for 6 weeks, so I'll get a chance to see them. I think my dad's nice. Probably watching or listening to the game.
Awesome.
Okay.
Tom, enjoy the break.
Thanks a lot.
I know it's not going to be much of one. You're already planning to work.
But, and my mom and my wife's not happy either, because she did ask me about the gala. So, but flowers and a nice bottle of wine might take care of that.
There you go, Tom.
What a Romeo.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, Tom.